I've been working on this letter, and I want to try it on you for size before I send it over to Rusk. Dear Mr. Chairman, as you know, we are very desirous. I had lunch today, incidentally, at Goldberg. As you know, we are very desirous of having the space treaty ready for signature in three capitals toward the end of this month. And we're diligently working to that end. We hope it'll be the 26th or 27th, and we'll have a signing ceremony. I'm not saying that in the letter. We're working that end period. We believe it will have a good effect throughout the world and contribute to an easing of tensions. It'd also be quite desirable for us to move forward the consular convention at the earliest possible date. If you agree, I should be prepared to present administration testimony on the consular convention anytime starting Monday. I would propose to make the opening statement myself, and then to present Under Secretary Katzenbach and Ambassador Kohler and any other authorities you desire for further presentation of the administration's testimony on the convention. If this could be arranged, I would instruct Ambassador MacArthur to get in touch with Mr. Marcy to make the necessary arrangements and provide your committee with advance copies of the statement. In the light of these considerations, I would appreciate your reconsideration. My scheduled January 23rd hearing with the committee. We have already had two good days together in executive session. This session, and as you know, I remain available to you and to your committee as always at any mutually convenient time. Sincerely, Dean.
Okay.
I think that will get us over. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
It up tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to send it over to him and suggest it, and I think I can do it.
Okay.
These days, this power that you talk about, arrogance power, it really doesn't exist, Bill. You can't be always sure what a secretary will do.
Well, maybe that's where it is.
Okay, my friend.
How about that?
I just didn't. Checking this out myself a little bit in light of our discussions. The one that came up to me was one that I thought would make you blow your top, because it says it started off just the opposite. It said that if you want to postpone these hearings and so on and so forth, put it in your lap. The boys, these little boys downstairs, though, and you, the man's been talking about this Foreign Service personnel, and so we're bringing some freshmen into it, though, and we're getting them trained. I hope we'll do a little better anyway. I think this letter will be all right. If I get him signed, it'll be up early in the morning.
All right.
Thank you.